Hi DG, this is Relentless on your BelowTopSecret.com podcast. You're getting there, girl, but you keep cutting them off. But I think we got your point. Here's how I deal with it. Basically, I don't talk to people about my conspiracy theories. It just doesn't bode well for being taken seriously in some crowds. My family rolls their eyes at me over numerous things, not just some of the conspiracy theories that I may approach once in a while for discussion. I don't bring them up as conspiracy theories. I bring them up as maybe information, you know, take it or leave it kind of thing. And I think that, well, in the big picture, I don't think anyone's ever taken me totally seriously because I'm not quite normal by normal standards. I've always had my own ideas, my own things about me. I'm also the type of person that, for some peculiar reason all my life, there's just been this weird thing where I'll blurt something out, mostly just around family. And at this stage of the game, there's five girls in my family. If it happens with my sisters, you know, we're out having a few beers and all of a sudden something blurts out of my mouth, something maybe along the lines of prophetic, like this is about to happen, normally involving something with me personally, they just go, oh, there she goes again. The same way they do when I start to talk about things that might be considered conspiracy related. But they've gotten used to me. And when those things do happen, by the way, it's when something blurts out of my mouth about something that's about to happen to me or one of them, I kind of sit there as dumbfounded as them because it just kind of happened. It wasn't something I was planning to say. And in those cases, it normally does come true. So they're used to me being a little, well, they call it off. I just think I'm different. I don't know. You're not crazy, though. A lot of it does have to do with exactly what you described, which is most people live their lives, come home. They really don't pay attention to what's going on in the world around them. And I think a lot of that is they want to be oblivious to it. In all honesty, there's a lot of times I have wished I was oblivious to a lot of knowledge that I have. Some being conspiracy theories that really can't be proven. They're just things that nag at you. And there have been often times in my life, not on a world scale or national scale types conspiracy, more at a local level where I became aware of a conspiracy that I might have been better off if I didn't know. But it was true, and there are certain times when you could face something like that and be in a position where you're capable of actually doing something about it, if it's, excuse me, on a smaller scale. And I am the one that's going to stick my neck out and do something. People have often asked me, why? Why do you do that? Why did you do that in the past? I mean, why? What made you? What's your motivation? And the only answer I can give is, it took me a while to have an answer. When I finally found an answer, the answer simply was, because I can. And it's such a simple answer, and it's because it goes a step further, because I can and other people necessarily can't. There's a big difference sticking your neck out depending upon your situation. And depending upon the situation you're sticking your neck out to. I'm probably really rambling at this point. No one's can possibly have a clue what I'm referring to. But when it comes to conspiracy theories, I do find it's best left discussing those things with other people who are open-minded to them. In reality, in my real everyday life, I don't talk about them much. If I do bring them up, I bring them up like as if I'm bringing them up with a grain of salt or for the other person's amusement. So they're never quite sure whether or not I believe the conspiracy. And that's kind of one way of dealing with it. But then again, there are people now who approach me, usually come outside and have a smoke, you know, type thing, because there's something going on in the world that they think is a conspiracy and they want my take on it. When it comes to just everybody in general, no, I'm not going to discuss conspiracy theories with just anybody, not even some of my best friends, because number one, I don't feel they want to know. And therefore, that's a large part of the reason of why you're going to get the reaction that, okay, there she goes again. And, you know, we just deal with it. So anyway, that's my take on it. I think I've picked up on what it was you were trying to say. I think I'm addressing what it was you were trying to say, but maybe not. Maybe I'm reading you all wrong. I would have liked to hear what you were about to say when your podcast cut off. But, hey, just keep going for it, girl. Keep them coming, and they'll get better all the time, and I want to see more from you. Great to hear from you. This is Relentless saying bye-bye.